In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us take for our consideration this morning the gospel appointed for the day. We see where the true colors of people are showing up. The enemies of Jesus thought they really had Jesus in trouble at this time because of the questions they were asking him. The gospel tells us that he was approached by Pharisees and Herodians, two very learned groups. And it's interesting that these two groups were bitter enemies, but somehow they came together as they tried to trap Jesus. But Jesus was a step ahead of them. Jesus avoided getting caught in their trap. And he reminded us firmly that we have obligations to God and to civil authority. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the need, the things that are God's. Jesus was, in other words, saying to the people, remember now, we need good leadership in our country. We need good leadership in the countries of the world. He was somehow saying, with good leadership, the citizenship will always prosper. Without good leadership, people will suffer. And St. Paul even reminds us to pray for our leaders. The way we get involved in government, in politics, as Christians, is by taking our prayers first with us. St. Paul reminds us, pray for our leaders. And St. Paul goes on to say, obey them. This can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, and also in Romans chapter 13. But in this particular confrontation today in the gospel, Jesus did simply that, since the people chose to participate in the Roman economy, they had obligations there. But Jesus did not answer how we are to treat some of the very thorny issues that we may have to deal with in a society like ours that believes in the separation of church and state. We have to figure out most of those issues ourselves. And taking a cue from other things Jesus taught us, especially from his teaching that obeying God is our greatest responsibility. Obeying God is the Christian's greatest responsibility. When we break the laws of our country, we may get arrested or fined or have to pay some consequence. When we break God's laws, however, God doesn't come knocking at our door ready to fine us or to lock us up. If God was like that, people wouldn't get by a lot of things that they do. But we must remember, dear friends, God is not in the business of being a policeman over us. Rather, God is interested in having us love him and doing the right because of love. And we must remember always that love cannot be forced. Love must be given freely. God could have made us like robots, and we would have done exactly what he wanted us to do. But if we were robots, we would not be human, nor would we be capable of love. When God created us, he gave us free will. God, in creating us, took a big chance that we might choose to love him or not to love him. So, give back to God what is God's, he's here trying to say. Because God does not come searching for us or knocking on our doors when we do not give him what we owe him. It is easy for us to say that I'll pray later. Later may not come for any of us. Nothing in this life is more important than our relationship with God. Someday, sooner or later, we will leave behind all the other things that we think are so important. And the only thing, dear friends, that we have demonstrated in our daily lives, the one thing that we will have left is that love of God and for others that we have demonstrated in our daily lives. That love will grow and develop only by prayer and good works. We live in a society today which craves for immediate results. Many important things in life, we must remember, do not give us immediate payoffs. Many things in life. When we plant a seed in the ground, it doesn't produce fruit the next day, we must remember. If we buy stock in a good company today, it probably won't go up 50 points tomorrow. A good education takes many years before it pays dividends. The things we do to serve and obey our God, we must remember, are an investment. The time we spend attending church for many years, for praying, for reading God's word, for taking communion Sunday after Sunday for many years, they are an investment. An investment that will bless us in this present life. But the full rewards of such a life are off in the future. As St. Paul tells us, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what things God has prepared for those who love him. Simple words, yet profound words. So I end this morning as we think about Caesar and God. As we think about exercising our franchise on Tuesday, and as we think about our service here in the life of God Sunday after Sunday, God asks us simply for a few things: for prayer, for obedience, for love for God, and love for others. In line with prayer, we cannot neglect the most important prayer that the church has. The most important prayer that the church has is the prayer of the Eucharist, Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Some call it the Mass. That is the most important prayer in the life of the Christian. Why? Because Christ himself said these words, "Do this in memory of me." That is why we are here today. To give to God our ears to listen, our hearts to be united with him, our gratitude, our expressions of faith as we praise him and as we receive him. We will get in trouble with the law if we do not give back to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. But we have the most to lose if we do not give back to God the things that are God's. And that is our eternal happiness. Amen.